Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you'll be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. I hope that you're already subscribed to my channel. And if you have not already done so, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you like today's content, please remember to like, leave a comment, and also share it with your friends and loved ones. For today's episode of Reflection, I want to reflect on my day yesterday. Don't you just love summertime? A time where a lot of people are out there, outside, in the waters, in the parks, traveling other countries. Summertime is just a time of activity. So yesterday, my friend and I, Dennis, we went by the Alster Lake. For those of you who know Hamburg, the Alster Lake is the biggest lake in Hamburg. And it is where you find the action, the beauty, especially at night with the view. It's by the Alster you find picnic, relaxation. It's just a really chill spot. And yesterday I discovered that Alster is no little lake. We left the house at about 3:20 and we never came back until 7:30. We made about 3 stops. And so in my estimation, I think we might have walked over 3 hours to complete the Alster, because we walked in a circular motion. But while we were enjoying the walk and observation as we sat and viewed the activities on the water, people were rafting, doing boat pedaling, rowing, all kinds of activities on the water. There was this lady, this young lady. Well, I assume she was young. It was hard to tell her age, but she had a bulldog with her. And from the little that I observed, we passed her along the way, and there's no way you can pass a lady with a bulldog and not take note, because a bulldog has this distinct look. Its face is very heavy. Dennis described it as, you know, when you push a dog into the wall and then its face becomes crushed. So it has this crushed, wrinkled, heavy wrinkled face. Of course, you know what a bulldog looks like. But this bulldog was husky and thick and ugly. Just before we passed her, because she was ahead of us by a few meters, from my observation, the dog was just having its own way. It decided when to stop and it didn't move until it's ready. Sometimes you see she's tugging it a little bit and it just wouldn't move. She had to wait on the dog until the dog decides it's ready to go. And I said, this dog is living its very nature. It's a bulldog. It's bullish. It's like a bully. I could never own a bulldog, because this is a dog that will pull you along. Anyways, we walked past the lady and left her behind. And we must have walked about 1 or 2 more miles and sat down at our very last stop. And we spent perhaps a little, the longest time at that spot. So eventually she caught up with us. And we observed again where the dog pulled her along this board thing that people will sit on in the closest to the water and just hang their feet. It's that thing when you're coming off a boat ride, you step onto before you actually come away from the water. And the dog pulled her along that path, and it was just looking around. And then she waited on the dog, and then the dog turned. And she must have thought, okay, he's done here now. When he almost came off the thing, he pulled her lower, below the thing, like he was heading in the water, and she was trying to pull the dog out. The dog was pulling her. She had to take the leash over her body, because all along she had the leash over her body so she could manage, because perhaps her arms were tired. So she just put the leash over her body and let him pull along. But the dog was pulling her into the dirty, deep water. And so she had to quickly take the leash from over her body and just let him get into the water for a minute. And I said, this dog is so unruly. The owner cannot manage this dog. This dog is not properly trained. This dog will get her into trouble if she doesn't know how to maneuver the dog. She could have been a dog walker too, responsible for the dog. And by all means, she has to hold on to this leash, so has to be accountable for the dog. So we don't know the situation regarding this dog. The dog looked a bit old, which means he's at the point where you just have to work with what is existing with this dog. So she perhaps had the dog for some time, and she understand that the dog is like this, and he's living his nature. He is a bulldog, and a bulldog is bullish, strong dog. And so eventually, she just had to sit there and wait for the dog to do his thing in the water, however long it took. And then when he was ready, she got up and followed the dog. Remember, she had the leash. She was supposed to be in charge. So the dog was ready now, and then she had to follow the dog. When I thought about it, I said to myself, there is a lesson to learn here. And it begs the question, who or what is the bully in your life? Who or what is your bulldog? What is the bulldog in your life? Pulling your life along, dictating the pace of your life, setting you back. Your life should have been at another place, at another point, on another level. But you have been bullied all this time by that bulldog. Is it your very own thought process, your mentality, how you think over the years, old ways of thinking? You can't shake that old mentality. You have no control over your thought process. Your thought process have been setting you back, and it has pulled you into some dirty situations, some dirty waters. You have no control over your spending habits. So you have been pulled into debt after debt after debt, and your debt is deeper than you can manage. Is it an addiction? Drinking addiction, smoking addiction, sex addiction. You want to kick this habit, but you don't know how. And this habit is like a bully in your life, ruling you, pulling you along. And you want to pull in the leash, but it pulls you back. And you just have to go with the flow. And speaking of flow, is it a bad company? A bad circle of friends, bad friendship that you're going with the flow in because you don't know how to back out from that friendship? You're in too deep. You've been pulled along for so long and you don't know how to back out. And maybe the kind of circle you're in, if you back out, you fear upsetting the people that you're in the circle with. Maybe they are bad people and you fear for your life. You fear danger. Maybe you're in a circle where you have been bullied and you are afraid to tell your parents. You are afraid to tell family members who you believe can help, but you are afraid. I was bullied when I was growing up, so I understand what being bullied is all about. It's not a nice feeling, and sometimes because you're ashamed or you're afraid, you don't want to talk to anybody about it. Perhaps you're in a relationship that you know you don't belong in. That person belongs to somebody else. Or you're in a relationship with someone who you know is not healthy for you, but you don't know how to get out. Perhaps this relationship is meeting a need. And if you let it go, you'll be out in the cold, or you'll be left in a situation where you don't know how you're going to move forward. The situation seems almost impossible to you. So you're pulled along. You're being set back. It took about close to half an hour for this lady to catch up to where we were ahead, because this bulldog was dictating the pace, doing its own thing, and she just had to wait on the bulldog. Perhaps there's a bulldog in your life that is dictating the pace of your life and it's making you uncomfortable, but you're just going with the flow. And you're longing for relief. You're longing for a change. You're longing for solution. When this lady walked away with the bulldog, or when the bulldog led this lady away finally from the water, she was left with two choices. Continue along the path, dealing with the unpredictable behavior of this animal, or release herself from the responsibility because this animal is too strong for her. She's a human being with the reasoning ability and the intellect, and this dog is just a creature which can possibly display irrational behavior. The situations in our lives that are too strong for us or that are stronger than us. We have the choice to either allow it to continue to rule our lives to harm or ultimate destruction, or come to the place where we acknowledge that we need help and do something about it. Because anything that is bad for us that is left unchecked is bound for a dead end, whatever that dead end looks like. We are bound for some form of destruction or harm. Think about that for a moment. Think about the situations that we know are not good for us, that we know are harming us, that we know are hurting us. Do you think there's any good end to that? If they are left unchecked, think about it. The bulldog needs to be checked. But guess what? If it's a situation where you don't know what to do and it's beyond your help, there is God. There is a God in heaven. When you're afraid to speak to other people, He sees in secret. He understands in secret. And He can help in secret. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, and how bad you think you feel. Remember the woman who was about to be stoned? And Jesus said, "He that is without sin cast the first stone," because He never judged her. She was messy. She was caught in the act of adultery. And I'm sure that was not the only sin she had. But Jesus says, I do not judge you. Go and sin no more. And this go and sin no more is that He delivered her. So you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, and it's bigger than you and it's beyond you. In your heart, you can say, "God, I acknowledge that I need your help right now. Jesus, the God of mercy, the God of grace, the God of compassion, the God of love, I need your help. I have a bully in my life and I don't know what to do." It's simple. Simple prayer. Speak from your heart. Say what you need. Tell Him what you're going through. He will help you. Your help does not come from man. Your help does not come from your spouse. Some of you think that you have married the wrong person. That partner could very well be just for you, but they have made wrong decisions and their lives are being pulled into murky waters. And because you're joined to them, you're also being pulled into murky waters. You have to pray for your spouse. You must learn to pray for your spouse. You must learn to pray for your family. You must learn to pray for your children. Somebody has to pray. If it's the husband that's weak, wife, you need to pray. If it's the wife that's weak, husband, you need to pray. Somebody needs to pray. Your help comes from nobody else but God. It doesn't matter if you are Christian or not. It could be that you believe there's a sovereign being, but you don't know how to reach Him. You believe that He's far-fetched. No, God is not far-fetched. He's right there where you are right now. He's in your presence. He's right beside you right now. And all it takes is a simple prayer. "Lord, I need your help with this bully in my life, with this bulldog in my life. I need your help." We all have a bulldog in our lives that seems to be pulling us along, overpowering, that seems bigger than us. But there is a God that can help us to deal with this bulldog once and for all. I leave you with this scripture, John 6, verse 37. "All that the Father give me will come to me, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." God will not cast you out. And this one last Bible text that comes to mind, Isaiah 41, verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Seek the help you need from Him. And that's my reflection today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.